By golly, Mike, every time I see you, you're getting fatter and fatter. Why don't you take exercise?
What do you mean, exercise?
Did you ever play baseball?
Sure, that's the same as you play chicken cricket.
That's the same thing, only different. In baseball, there are 9 men on a side and an umpire.
What side is the umpire on?
He's always on the wrong side. When the players can't decide who is right, then they call the umpire.
What do they call him?
I'm ashamed to tell you. You see, after the players hit the ball, he runs for first base.
Does the umpire have to run for a base?
No, but sometimes he's got to run for his life. The most important thing in the baseball is the pitcher.
Oh, that's in case the players get crazy.
No.
Well, ain't the pitcher filled with water?
No, but sometimes he's filled with beer. Don't you understand? The pitcher throws the ball to the catcher past the batter.
The water?
The batter, the fellow who tries to hit the ball.
But suppose he don't hit it?
Then the umpire calls a strike.
Oh, then every union man must quit his job.
There ain't no union in this.
Well, what does the umpire call a strike for?
Just because the batter let the ball go by him.
Would he let a high ball go by him?
That wouldn't be a strike. That would be an impossibility. After the batter hits the ball, everybody looks up in the air.
What do they look up in the air for?
They are watching the pitcher trying to catch the fly.
Why don't they use fly paper?
It ain't that kind of a fly.
I don't know one kind of a fly from another.
When the ball goes up in the air straight, it's called a fly. Unless it goes behind the batter, then it's a foul.
Oh, if it's a fly, then it's a foul. I suppose after a while it's a sausage.
Sometimes it happens that one of the batters make a home run.
What does he run home for?
He don't run home. He runs around the bases and puts his foot on the plate.
No, I wouldn't eat out of such a plate after he puts his foot in it.
There ain't any eating in this game.
Then I don't want to play. All right, I play if you let me be the pitcher.
I'll even do better. I let you be the umpire. Because when 30,000 people yell, "Kill the umpire," I laugh myself to death.
Hey, what do they call a home team?
Every big city like New York, Philadelphia, Boston, Chicago boasts of a baseball team that's named after it.
Does St. Louis boast of such a team?
It's got one, but it don't boast of it.
I played a game of baseball, five years long, the case is 9. The crowd was feeling jolly and the weather, it was fine. A nobler lot of players, I think, were never found. When the omnibuses landed that day upon the ground, the game was quickly started, they sent me to the bat. I made 2 strikes as easy, 1 arrow striking at. I made the 3rd, the catcher muffed, and to the ground it fell. Then I run like a devil to first base, when the gang began to yell, "Oh, slide, Kelly, slide, your running's out of grace. Slide, Kelly, slide, stay there, hold your base. If someone doesn't save you, and your batting doesn't fail you, then take you to Australia, slide, Kelly, slide." Was in the 2nd inning, they caught me and I think to take the catcher's place while he went to get a drink. But something was the matter, sure I couldn't see the ball. And the 2nd one that came in broke me muzzle, nose and all. The crowd up in the grandstand, they yelled with all their might. I ran towards the clubhouse, I thought there was a fight. It was the most unpleasant feeling I ever felt before. I knew they had me rattled when the gang began to roar, "Oh, slide, Kelly, slide, your run's out of grace. Slide, Kelly, slide, stay there, hold your base. If someone doesn't save you, and your baton doesn't fail you, they'll take you to Australia. Slide, Kelly, slide, don't slide, Kelly, slide, your run's out of grace. Slide, Kelly, slide, stay there, hold your base. If someone doesn't steal you, and your baton doesn't fail you, they'll take you to Australia, slide, Kelly, slide."
Terry Ann McCann, a crazy baseball fan, rooted hard for Dan Moran. Dan Moran, her baseball man, when he came to bat one day and saw her smile so gay, his Irish heart was thumping when he heard her yell hooray. She loudly cried, "Oh, Danny mine, a hit, and Mary Ann is thine." The score was tied, the bases full, the crowd began to cheer. Poor Mary almost fainted when she heard these words so clear. Strike one, strike two, strike three, the batter's out. Then Dan heard Mary Ann in frenzy shout,
"If you can make a hit in a ball game, you can make a hit with me. But the man who can hit in a ball game can be my affinity. I'm simply baseball wild, though how I yell. Slam out a home run hit, I'll yell like hoo. If you can make a hit in a ball game, you can make a hit with me."
"Go on, you fake, go home for goodness sake. Don't believe you're half awake. Sure, this ain't an Irish wake." Next man up was Joe McCoy, that heavy hitting boy. It hurt poor Dan when Mary shouted, "That's the boy." "Oh, joy! Joe, oh, Joe, come show your bow, how far that little ball can go." Everybody's on their feet and making lots of noise, while every eye was staring at that bat of Joe McCoy's. A crash, fair ball, a run, the game is won. Then Mary turned to Dan and loudly sung,
"If you can make a hit in a ball game, you can make a hit with me. But the man who can hit in a ball game can be my affinity.
Up to the plate, big bat in my hand. Just take one swing, baby, prove I'm your man. I'll hit it right, baby. Yeah, I'll hit it right, baby. Yeah, I'll hit it right, baby. Yeah, you know I'm bound to start. I got me Louisville slugger. You ought to hear me sing. Home run king, I'll hit it right, baby. Yeah, I'll hit it right, baby. You know I'll hit it right, baby. You know I'm bound to score. Your pitches, I'll be swinging all night. I'll hit it right, baby. You know I'll hit it right, baby. Yeah, I'll hit it right, baby. Yeah, you listen to the umpire call. I'll hit it right, baby. Yeah, I'll hit it right, baby. You know I'll hit it right, baby. You know I'm bound to score.
One strike, one out, one run. Jackie at the bat. Here's what he done. He hit the ball with the bat. The bat hit the ball. You should have heard those fans all fall. Good is going. This time it's really gone. They do the baseball boogie when Jackie comes running home. Now the umpire hollers the same old thing. Grab Jackie's bat and begins to swing. Camera starts to flash. John the crowd. Bat my hands and holler real loud. Good is going, this time it's really gone. They do the baseball boogie when Jackie comes running home. Grandma said she was too old to go. She listened in on the radio. The beat got happy. She grabbed the dress. First thing you holler, Jackie Robinson isn't there. Going is going. This time it's really gone. She done the baseball boogie when Jackie comes running home. Had a reunion in the park that day. Old and the young throwing their hats away. Take a ball holler next early in the morn. I can hear a Gable blowing on his horn. Good is going, good time is really gone. He blows the baseball boogie when Jackie comes running home.
Are you ready for an afternoon of baseball? I hope you are, because it's Jeff Murray that is going up against the big guy, the Prince of Darkness. It's been quite an evolution with Jeff Murray that is. That's right, it's brought us to the game today. So I want you to kick back and enjoy a fun-filled afternoon of baseball.
Baseball!
The teams are assembled. Are you ready? Play ball!
Lights go on, another game day. I grab my bat and headed for the plate. But the first pitch was a curve, and I was done.
Drag one!
Step out of the box, look the pitcher in the eye. You could read his lips, hey punk, your mind. So I gave him a wink and said, let's see what you can do. Gotta keep my eye on the ball. Swing straight and true and follow through. Don't be afraid, whatever the call. Because we're never
my song, well, it's the wind up. Here comes that ball. You gotta free and swing. Watch it till it's going, going. That's why we've got to learn to play together. I didn't join this team, sit on the bench. I'm going deep, swinging for the fence. I got some friends on base, I gotta get home. Gotta keep your eye on the ball. Swing straight and true and follow through. And don't be afraid, whatever the call. Because we're never alone. Our coach is there. Hear us song, well, it's the wind up. Here comes the ball. You gotta free and swing. Watch it till it's going, going.
On the shores of Lake Erie, the Cleveland Indians, we had Charlie Spikes and Frank Duffy in the summer of 74. How can you fill a single seat when the team goes down to another defeat? The plan was simple and not too discreet. Cheap beer.
Welcome to Municipal Stadium, a beautiful night for a ball game.
The fateful night was June 4th, a baseball game in Cleveland. Peanuts were shelled and the crowd would roar, family fun for all. Bring the kids and Uncle Ned, it's the Rangers and Indians head to head. Beer will flow and blood will shed. A 10-cent beer night, 10-cent beer night, 10-cent beer night. While fans imbibed their cup of foam, the players could be safe at home. 'Twas like a scene from ancient Rome. 10-cent beer night.
I got your beer here, only 10 cents a pop.
25,000 shouted loud as a woman charged the field. In the on-deck circle flashed the crowd as 50,000 eyes were peeled. A naked dude stole second base. Small explosions rocked the stands. The Rangers players pled their case. As they jumped the fence to shake their hands on 10-cent beer night, 10-cent beer night. Festive fans with pickled livers, stoked by sudsy Indian givers, with brusca that ran like Mickey Rivers on 10-cent beer night.
Hey, Brohammer, I'm hammered too!
It was quite a scandal. Folks had too much Strohs to handle. John Lowenstein and Lenny Randle, both of them were there. The promotion was more than strange. For just a little pocket change, your brain cells you could rearrange. A 10-cent beer night.
Daddy, can I have a cotton candy?
Not till you finish that tall one, Junior. Someone stole Jeff Burrows' glove. There were two men on. The score was tied. In the bottom of the ninth, batteries flew from every side. Fans appeared now everywhere. Billy Martin joined the fray. The ump was hit with a flying chair. And the game was forfeited away. A 10-cent beer night. 10-cent beer night. All it took was discount brew to replicate the Cleveland Zoo. I guess the tribe would have lost anywho on 10-cent beer night. It was quite a scandal. Too much suds for folks to handle. Gaylord Perry and Oscar Gamble, both of them were there. Kinda like Fraternity Rush. It even made Chief Wahoo blush. Not a single Orange Crush was served on 10-cent beer night.
The Indians are gonna win it all this year!
I think you've had one too many, sir. Now rooting for the tribe, you see, you have to be insane. You could choose sobriety, but there's nothing there to kill the pain. 9 were arrested and taken away when the game was finally through. On the bright side, some would say, at least it wasn't bad day too. 10-cent beer night, 10-cent beer night. The league, it showed some contrition, but perhaps it was a premonition for disco record demolition. 10-cent beer night.
All right, marketing team, I got a better idea this time. All red uniforms. People are going to love them.
In Canada, a band of courageous men gather to bring excitement to millions across the land. They're affectionately known as the Wham Bam Blue Jay Gang.
We're the south side of Toronto, where the hot dog and vendors hang. Underneath the dome is a place called home for the Wham Bam Blue Jay Gang. They got peanuts, popcorn, Big Macs, foot long pop, and double cups of brew. They got a full size crowd screaming full time loud for the baseball boys of blue. They're the Wham Bam Blue Jay Gang. Even Michael Jackson is a big, huge fan. He's a gambler, and he likes his gang to go. Load him up and peel, grab a triple steal, beat the heat from Jesse's home plate pro. He got accustomed to the questions from the hound dog and broadcast teams. Who's gonna stop tonight? Is he left or right? Buy a ticket to the game, you'll see. They're the Wham Bam Blue Jay Gang. Even Arsenio
a big, huge fan. We're bringing home the pennant dream. Get up and all the other teams. Little Wham, Wham, Bam, Blue Jay Gang. Even Ricky Henderson's a big, huge fan. We're bringing home the pennant dream. Get up and all the other teams.
when the Jays, when they knock them through the roof. The baseball world has a bright new face, cause the Jays are at the top,
Cito said.
If you want to see how baseball is played, watch the Blue Jays, cause we're hot.
And then we watched them.
And then
the Jays won it all.
And then
they were dancing up Yonge Street.
And then
Bo knows Canada.
And then
and then
along came Joe, sweet swinging Joe, leading the parade,
grooving all the way.
Along came Big Bad Bashin' Joe. 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 Along came Big Bad
Okay, good evening, and welcome to 7th Inning Stretch Time here at the Addlewood Pitch. I'm KBC, this is my 10th baseball show. Probably going to be the last for a long while, because I really have nothing left. But I did discover a startling trend on the YouTube circuit. There is a dismaying amount of truly mediocre songs written about mediocre baseball teams, both major and minor leagues. Stay tuned for this, because I don't think you want to hear any more of it. So if you stay tuned well enough, you can avoid it when it comes. All right. So anyway, let's give you the playlist before we go back to play. We heard from Joe Weber and Lou Fields. That was the baseball game. Slide, Kelly Slide, was Arthur Collins. Really sorry about the ending, but, well, you know how those things can be. If you can't make a hit at the ball game, sure not going to make a hit with me. That was the National Pastime Orchestra. Baseball Blues was Mr. Toby Walker. I refuse to refer to him as Little Toby Walker. He's my former neighbor and friend, and one of the best guitar players you're ever going to hear anywhere. If he comes to your neighborhood, drop everything and go see him. Brownie McGee, Baseball Boogie. Shoot Him Down was the Colt 45's revving up song or something. I don't know. The Johnny Man Singers, along with the Allen Ferguson Orchestra. Jeff Moore, a home run. Indians baseball song was Sammy Watkins and his orchestra. Guys, I'm trying to do this here. Yet another string band was gave us the Ballad of a 10-Cent Beer Night. Who remembers that one? Somebody got a black eye for that. The Wham Jam Blue Jay Jam was, I don't know, a bunch of guys, could not find out who. And then Help Us Mookie Wilson from the Mop-Up Duty. From Mop-Up Duty, not the Mop-Up Duty. It's like Mop-Up Duty, got it? You know, it's like what you do, not what you are. Got it? Help Us Mookie Wilson. And then along came Joe from the Chum FM Cheerleaders in Toronto, and there you go. That was about Joe Carter, of course, and he was a hero in Toronto. So hopefully we got some heroes coming up next. We got a bunch of interesting songs. Like I said, there's not much left in the tank in this one, so we're going to the bullpen right now and seeing how well it works out. I'll be back in a few minutes to try and explain it all.
Strike them out.
load them up.
Load them up.
Strike them out.
Strike them out.
Right. Yeah, yeah, check. Yeah.
We're all ready.
Yes, you bet.
Right,
we're all ready.
Right.
Yep. Here we go.
Pocket fee, or you can write it on the tee, or at the Sox. It'll cost you a pay to go to opening day. You're at the Sox. Let's get tickets, let's go to the Sox. Well, let's go to the Sox. Let's go to the Sox. Let's go to the Sox. Complete, sitting in your bleacher seat at the Sox. Long line for a beer, can't afford a souvenir at the Sox. It's a party, let's go to the Sox. Well, let's go to the Sox. Let's go to the Sox.
In Boston.
Let's go to the Sox.
In Boston.
Let's go to the Sox. Stumble down the stairs at the Sox. Skip work, cut class, let's go to the Sox. Well, see the green monster wall, maybe catch a fly ball at the Sox. You can scream, yell, and shout until they kick you out at the Sox. Let's get wasted, let's go to the Sox. Yeah, let's go to the Sox. Let's go to the Sox.
Curse off in a hearse.
Billy,
Mad Dog,
Ryan,
Leo,
Fergie,
Mr.
sitting in a little coffee shop, talking to a little boy. They were looking at his baseball cards and his brand new baseball glove. When she looked up from the table, that's when we fell in love. She said, would you like to join us? Here, let me move my cap. She picked it up from my chair and she put it in her lap. When we all stood up to leave, all that I could see was two big blue eyes underneath the big red sea. I married a Cubs fan.
What?
I married a Cubs fan.
You
what? I married a Cubs fan.
What?
I married a Cubs fan. We make the odd couple, but just our luck. We both like Harry Carey, and we both like Jack Buck. It may be a bit unusual, but we give thanks, cause we both like Stan Musial, and we both like Ernie Banks. I married a Cubs fan.
What?
I married a Cubs fan.
What?
I married a Cubs fan. I married a Cubs fan. Sometimes we go to Wrigley, sometimes we go to Busch. Sometimes we just like to stay at home and give the remote a push. She likes to drink her old style, but I still like my Bud. I got true blue cardinal red flowing through my blood. But I married a Cubs fan.
What?
I married a Cubs fan.
What?
I married a Cubs fan.
What?
I married a Cubs fan.
Soon be over, and September will welcome the fall, and maybe the Cubbies will not fade this time, and rattle those hits off the walls. And when the Cubs go marching in, when the Cubs go marching in, oh, I wanna be in the bleachers when the Cubs go marching in. Now here's to old Dave Kingman. His batting average is a joke, but lately he has seemed to find his batting stroke. And here's to old Bruce Sutter with his old split finger fastball. When that pitch breaks down in the dirt, those other fellows cannot see it at all. And here's to good old Herman, the one with the last name Franks, but I don't think he really cares, cause he's got a million in the bank. And when the Cubs go marching in, and when the Cubs go marching in, I wanna be in the bleachers when the Cubs go marching in. And here is to Bill Buckner, who is playing with a lot of heart, a lot of
stars. And here's to old Rick Roberts. You know, some days he's got that stuff. But for a pitcher hitting 320, I guess that's good enough. And here's for all those Cub fans who have had to hold their breath. And sometimes you think they might win, and it scares you half to death. And when the Cubs go marching in, when the Cubs go marching in, oh, I wanna be in the bleachers when the Cubs go marching in. And here's to William Beck and his Southside Club of renown. I must tell you, in my heart I root for them from the other side of town. And I like the way they play there and the company that's kept. But I admit that as a ball club, the White Sox are inept. And when the Cubs go marching in, when the Cubs go marching in, oh, I wanna be in the bleachers when the Cubs go marching in. And here's to a city series, may it come in our lifetime soon. But I know that the chances of that are as good as that of me pissing on the moon. And when the Cubs go marching in, and when the Cubs go marching in, oh, I wanna be in the bleachers when the Cubs go marching in.
We don't suck anymore like we used to do. We don't lose anymore. What was all of that for? We don't suck anymore like we used to do. Finally, we found the ones we've been looking for. Rizzo, Bryant, Zobrist, and Lackey. It's been over 108 years. What the hell went wrong? Was it the goat, Bartman, or Moises Alou's pee? Don't really care what Epstein's doing tonight. Whatever he did, he's doing it right. And Madden, don't you dare leave us alone. You might be crazy, but you've changed the game. And we can't get you out of our brains. So all my Cubs fans say, hey, we don't suck anymore. We don't suck anymore. We don't suck anymore like we used to do. We don't lose anymore. What was all of that for? We don't suck anymore like we used to do. Keep those K's coming, Jake Arrieta, and Lester, don't skip a beat. This has to be the season, the curse is gone. Every now and then we get some confidence that we'll be there in November. We're just all a little afraid that we'll be wrong. Don't really care what Epstein's doing tonight. Whatever he did, he's doing it right. And Madden, don't you dare leave us alone. You might be crazy, but you've changed the game. And we can't get you out of our brains. So all my Cubs fans say, hey, we don't suck anymore. We don't suck anymore. We don't suck anymore like we used to do. We don't lose anymore. What was all of that for? We don't suck anymore like we used to do. Russ, we'll never forget you. And Contreras, we forget our blues.
Back around the turn of the century, a young man came up from the minor leagues. He was a little bit pit bull and part piranha. They said, please play fair. He said, I don't wanna. Used to sharpen up his spikes before every game. He went from felonious assault to the Hall of Fame. Hey, Ty Cobb, we remember you. Oh, the year was 1912, when the Georgia Peach went to the stands. Beat the heck out of a heckler who didn't even have any hands. He was an imposing figure when he stood at the plate. Sometimes you don't have to be good to be great. Hey, Ty Cobb, we remember you. In 1911, he was MVP, but during his whole career, he was an SOB. He was a prolific hitter in more ways than one. He had 4,191 hits before his career was done. 22 years, he was the pride of the Detroit franchise. And those allegations that he fixed games never materialized. He retired in 1928, died in 1962, just 6 months before Pete Rose made his National League debut. Hey, Ty Cobb, we remember you. Maybe Babe Ruth's in heaven, out in right field. Luke Gehrig's in heaven at first base. Cy Young's in heaven, standing tall on the mound. And Ty Cobb, well, he's probably in another place. But hey, Ty Cobb, we remember you. And sometimes the people we recognize most in history were just rotten through and through. Hey, Ty Cobb, we remember you. Hey, Ty Cobb, we remember you.
After the Great War, not long before the next war, I think it was in 24, Washington won it all. Though I forget the famous names of those enshrined in halls of fame, who slayed the Giants in 7 games and ruled the world of baseball. And we never won the series again. But by now I'm sure you've heard about this kid named Strasburg. And though I'm just a rabid fan, let me tell you about the man. Washington, he's a favorite son, and the radar is reading 101. He keeps him grinning, inning by inning, 'cause he's a phenomenon, a genuine phenomenon. Down by Buzzard Point, in the park by the river, the rookie on the mound surely will deliver. Now that we got him, we'll climb from the bottom. The team will rise to his level. Man, he can throw like the devil. Steven Strasburg will be shutting them down tonight at its National Park. The stars never shine so bright. In the bottom of the fifth, he threw a change up and made him shake his wrist. The look on his face was grim, his elbow was killing him. Oh, to be 22, just months after your big league debut. All over Washington, he
son. He's gonna bounce back from the Tommy John. It's not devastating, except for the waiting, 'cause he's a phenomenon, a genuine phenomenon.
And it's raining. Umpire has called the game, and nothing left to do but wrap it up and mourn our losses. We started with one of those awful songs that I can probably find a lot of. That was the Ottawa Lynx theme song from Ottawa. The Ottawa Lynx, I don't know if they're even still in business. The Cincinnati Reds fight song was, of course, the St. Joseph's Aspirin for Children Emergency Glee Club, featuring Willie No on bass. And then we had Freak Bass, Reds fan. I think Willie No was in that one too. I don't know. But that was Reds fan at the Fox. At the Sox. I actually misspelled that. Don't ask me why. Fox and Sox. Okay. Slant Six and the Jump Starts. That was at the Sox. The Chicago Cubs. Cubs. Couple of Cubs songs because there are so many of them. Cubs. Jelly of the Month Club. Come on, you Chicago Cubs. Play ball. Whitey Berquist and the Meadowlarks and the orchestra. Go, 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 Chicago Cubs was the ever-popular Marie Fuller. Michael Soup Grande. Super Grande, I guess that's supposed to be. I'm getting sloppy. I married a Cubs fan, that's why. When the Cubs Go Marching In, Steve Goodman. Couldn't do a Cubs show without any kind of Cubs song without Steve Goodman. Am I right? Yes, I am right. And then, all right, I know you're 3-8, but things are going to get better. That was Joey Bussy singing about how we don't suck anymore. Hold that thought, Joey. All right, so we also heard from Wally Pleasant, the Ballad of Ty Cobb, who's from, who played for Detroit. Wally Pleasant is from Michigan somewhere. Little known fact. And then Genuine Phenomena, the Steven Strasburg song by a somewhat disturbed sounding David Kitchen. So, having never been a Nationals fan, I'm kind of glad he's with the Phillies. I want to see the Nationals in the basement forever, okay? Anyway, I'm a Mets fan, okay? Just live with it. Okay, I got a few more. Got to head on out to see if I can catch my train. I'll see you here next week with a, might be a special show, I'm not sure. It's my 10th anniversary. I'll see you then.
Hopeless drunk, and except for one no-hitter. Robert Gesellman, Daniel Murphy, Every Minute Rice, Kevin Plawecki, Zach Wheeler, Vic Black, John East, Travis Storno, Bartolo Cohen, Brandon Nemo, Gonzalez Herman, John Lunan, Taylor T. Garden, Josh Jen, Eric Young, Chris Young, Ruben Tejada, David Wright, Noah Sinder,